Global citizen, entrepreneur, political activist, and, the favorite amongst the BizNews community, Rob Herzog, has been away for a while, but here we are. We are catching up with him today. So much has been happening, and Rob will be giving us his insights into many of the important developments here in South Africa. Hey, Rob, good to see you. I'm going to really look forward to seeing you next week at BNIC1. For a change, you're not going to be on the podium, but I'm sure you're going to be peppering a few people with some interesting questions. I do know that those your fans who are going to miss you at the next conference can at least book their tickets for March, because once again you'll be giving us one of your dynamite presentations in March, and hopefully introducing us to a different way of thinking on people, as you've done with Gayton McKenzie, who suddenly seems to be South Africa's darling after there was so much negativity around him, if you recall, when we did various interviews with him and indeed when he was at the BizNews conferences. This is no surprise to you, no doubt.
Yeah, none at all. I mean, I've known Gayton for over 3 years, and he's the same person I met 3.5 years ago. He's authentic, dynamic, charming, smart. He's on the right side of history. And he's always been the same guy. But what we don't have anymore is the DA's ludicrous teaming up with the media to discredit Gayton. You know, the DA, made a huge mistake, and they probably would admit it in private, that Gayton was never a threat to the DA. Gayton was ready to team up with the DA and kick the ANC out of the Western Cape forever. But the DA saw him as a threat. And they created this ludicrous, you know, a vote for the PA is a vote for the ANC, which was patently wrong and has been proven to be wrong. And Leon Schreiber, who I admire immensely, I think he's going to be one of the best cabinet ministers in this GNU. Every time I message him, he just sends me a simple message back, PA equals ANC. I mean, it's pathetic, really. He's eating his words now. But he's, you know, a very impressive guy. It was a stupid campaign by the DA, and they need to eat their words now. Gayton is proving to be what he always has been, a dynamic, charismatic, superb politician.
And a human being as well. He is, he's always been a little like you, I guess, in a way, unfiltered. He says what he thinks. He says he wears his heart on his sleeve, and that is very different from what South Africans have been used to.
100%. You know, he said something recently about South African sports. He said, we need equal opportunity and not equal result. It's ludicrous to say the Springbok team need to have X people of color. What we need to be doing is focusing on getting incredible athletes out of the townships, out of the homelands, out of the difficult areas, the disadvantaged areas, and give those incredible athletes and entertainers and sports people opportunity to perform, because we've got such talent in South Africa. But to try to equalize the result is ludicrous. You know, it's what socialism, which is a failed system, tries to do. But giving equal opportunity is the real answer. And he's been saying that all along. He's right.
So what about this government of national unity? When watching Gayton's tweets, he's very in favor of it. He's actually held himself back from his normal reaction to certain really stupid criticism, where he would have given the guy just as bad as he got. But he seems to have almost risen to the occasion, a little bit like Mogoeng Mogoeng when he became Chief Justice. If you recall, he was appointed there by Zuma, but when he became Chief Justice, he took on the mantle of Chief Justice and he called Zuma to account.
When Gayton has come out of the box, absolutely flying. In fact, probably too fast. I think the ANC see him as a real threat. So he's measuring his performance a little bit more calmly, because, you know, he is a man of action. He knows what's right and he knows what's wrong and he knows how to fix things. And he's not someone that suffers fools easily. But I think he realizes that he has to measure his performance. Otherwise, he becomes the lightning rod, the greatest threat to the ANC and not the DA. He's showing them up.
What about this government of national unity? It's not just Gayton showing them up. You mentioned earlier Leon Schreiber. Dean McPherson seems to be doing a very good job as well. We haven't heard anything from Steenhuisen, but I guess that's not surprising. He's got other responsibilities, one presumes, as the leader of the party. What are you making of it?
So I think the DA have a policy of delivering results, keeping quiet, and then making, maybe at 100 days, they're going to make a big announcement of what they've achieved already. And I think that's a smart thing to do. You know, the DA be quite quiet and measured about what they've put in place in the press. But I think there's going to be a big announcement probably in the next 30 to 60 days of what they've already achieved in the first 100 days. And it'll be hugely impressive. You know, the DA were given some primary portfolios and a lot of, in my view, secondary portfolios. But then they got, you know, the DGs in probably more important portfolios. And they're going to be showing the ANC up incredibly. And the ANC are going to be seen to be, for what they always are, incompetent and, you know, in some cases, criminal. It's going to be a bit of a shock to their system when the DA actually announce what they've done and what the ANC haven't done for 30 years. And Gayton will too. The GNU will hold together, in my view. It'll hold together at least until 2027. And the two things are going to happen in 2027. You're hearing one of them first here. And you remember that I made a prediction that the national election was going to be May the 22nd. And I made that 6 months before. I was 1 week off. Well, I'm making a prediction that the municipals are not going to be in 2026. They're going to be in February 2027. Okay? That's prediction one. But the second thing is the ANC conferences in 2027. So I think the GNU will hold together at least until then. And who knows what will happen when we have the municipals and when the ANC conference happens. Will Searle be recalled? Will Paul Mashatile play his cards? You know, he is a threat. He's always been very close to the EFF. I don't know how close he is to MK. The EFF is increasingly becoming irrelevant. MK is increasingly becoming the great threat. And I think we're fine till 2027.
Why would the election be in February 2027? The last one was November 21, so it should take you to November 26. Do they have a little bit of leeway?
Yeah, they do. It's February.
Okay, so three months on. It was so interesting, Rob. I don't know if you've been following on social media the pictures that have been posted by McPherson and Steenhuisen about the two of them meeting President Xi this week. And it's extraordinary to outsiders looking in. Not long ago, they would have been amongst the great critics of communist China. They look like errant schoolboys looking at the headmaster, or a little starstruck in engaging with the Chinese premier. Is this expected?
Look, South Africa has this moronic approach to international affairs of dealing with the gangster states and the loony bins and, you know, the North Koreas and the Irans and the Libya. You know, it's just insane, completely insane. But I think it's quite smart of John and team to at least meet these people and hear them out, you know, just find out exactly what's going on. What is the relationship? What is South Africa getting? What is South Africa giving in return? So I think it's intelligent for them to at least get in front of these people.
But maybe also eyes being opened, the scales being removed. We do know that the chaos that's going on in the United States of America does not exactly make it a role model as it might have been 30, 40, 50 years ago for democracy.
30, 40, 50 years ago, in the 70s, we had, you know, America had strikes on the street, things being burnt, everybody, you know, running wild, the Vietnam War. You know, it was a pretty sorry state. And as of today, I think what America's facing is just some polarization, but not, you know, the disasters that they had in 75. America is still by far the strongest nation in the world, economically and militarily. All the great developments that are happening on the technology front are coming from America. America is the dominant gorilla on this planet. And I don't think it's in any state negativity. I mean, you know, if Kamala Harris comes in, you know, things change on the margin. If Trump comes in, things change on the margin. But America's still the dominant am by far. Don't write them off.
Don't get too close to China. Don't put all of your eggs in that basket. Remember that the US, it's very interesting you mentioned that, Rob, because our partners at the Financial Times today had a piece about the difficulty that the Chinese are having in producing their own chips, their own computer chips. The Americans have stopped sending or allowing NVIDIA to sell to them. And the Huawei is trying to produce chips, and after a lot of money being thrown at it, they just can't get it right. And so there's these kind of realities that one has to always be mindful of. Just coming back to South Africa itself, the rand has done well since the election, put in about 2 rand against the US dollar. The big question our community would have to you is, are we becoming investable?
Not really. You know, I think the investability of South Africa is still dictated by the political realities. And, you know, the government, the real levers of power on ideology are still held by the ANC, which is a, you know, leftist, quasi-socialist, patronage-based, cadre-based, you know, mafia-type organization. I don't think the ANC is going to survive, by the way. I think, you know, in 5 years' time, the ANC will have disintegrated or fragmented into smaller pieces. It doesn't speak with one voice. You know, they have no idea at their conferences what they actually represent. And they still have COSATU and the Communist Party as part of the ANC. It is moronic in this day and age to still have a Communist Party. I mean, you know, Gwede Mantashe is a member of the Communist Party. How stupid is that? He should be embarrassed to even have that against his name. So the ANC won't survive.
You don't see progress on that front. And I guess for many people, the split in the ANC has happened. There's MK and the Zumarites and the Zondo Commission stars all being agglomerated in the one organization. You feel that that there's still more fracturing to come?
Yeah, because I think there's a sort of quasi-capitalist side in there. You know, Enoch Godongwana, Shikila just moves in the wind. He's whatever you want him to be the next day. But I think there's a sort of quasi-capitalist group in the ANC that should split off and maybe form a new party with the DA and the PA and others. But then there's COSATU and the communists who have no relevance anymore in the ANC. And they, at some point, will probably spin off or fall apart or disintegrate. So the ANC, I think, has got more to lose and way, way further to fall. I don't know if that benefits MK or creates a whole new, you know, lunatic poll or lunatic group, but I think the ANC is ultimately falling apart.
There's a very interesting conversation I had with Songezo Zibi, who I haven't seen for some years, who's now gone into politics. He's a sensible, thoughtful human being, very smart as well. And he said in our interview this week that he expects that there's going to be consolidation, mergers of political parties. And it was interesting, I did a few numbers, and if you put together the non-ANC DA IFP parties, like Songezo's Rise Mzansi, which is small at the moment, but it's young, Boza, PA, yeah, Action SA, you've got a significant block already, and given that these many of them were newcomers to the scene or have got the momentum in their side, this could be a joker in the pack. Do you think he's got, I suppose he's looking at it from a business point of view and saying, we're so fragmented, let's put a few mergers together. And he says he's already talking to others, to Musi and others, and let's put together something where we do have strength and unity.
So I think he's right. I mean, currently, Rise Mzansi, Bosa, and the others are of no consequence in South Africa right now. I mean, Rise Mzansi raised a hell of a lot of money and delivered nothing in terms of election results. You know, they were just too weak on certain issues. Gayton was strong on issues and stayed consistent all along. Rise Mzansi was too fluffy and soft. And they're of no consequence right now. So I do think he's right to sort of pull together Musi and others and form, you know, a new centrist party. That does make sense. But I think what would make more sense is for the DA to get off its arrogant high horse, realize it is, you know, the second most important party in the country with 21%. That's a very strong position, and make up with the PA and make up with a whole lot of other parties and pull them together into a new party. I think that's probably more relevant.
But the feedback we're getting is that there's a lot of unhappiness amongst those parties at the way that they were treated by the DA in the Moonshot Pact.
Absolutely. You know, you can see the reaction of Herman Mashaba and Action SA. You know, they were, we'll never do business with the ANC. We're never, ever going to be partnered with the ANC, and stayed loyal to the DA to their detriment. And now look at them at in Shwane. You know, they've teamed up with the ANC and the FF Plus. It's kind of, you know, whatever keeps me relevant, I'll do, is what Herman seems to be doing.
What about Chwane? How are you reading that?
That's ludicrous, really, that the FF Plus, Action SA, and ANC think they can, you know, work together in Chwane. It's kind of stupid, really. It's not going to work.
So if you had them in a room, and I know you tried this, Rob, people don't know how much you've done behind the scenes, getting these warring parties together, trying to get them to maybe not just see, well, not to necessarily see things your way, but just to find each other. And there's so many egos. There's so much personality that gets involved there. Huh? If you could bring them together, what would your message be to all of those parties in Chwane where Celia Brinks certainly seems to be doing a good job by all accounts?
So I think it's going to not happen immediately. It's going to happen down the line, because the minute people see the difference that the DA, Patriotic Alliance, and a few others will have made in a very short period of time in terms of efficiencies, changes, tackling corruption, they'll realize that those are the people to back. And I think the municipal elections are really going to show the ANC out in every single urban area. The ANC will be dead in Gauteng. And at last, I think the DA and a few others will get to well over 50% and be able to fix Johannesburg and Gauteng. But it's unfixable right now. Unless the good guys have over 50%, it's not even worth trying, because there are too many hands on too many tillers. You know, you can fix some parts, and then the ANC cadres and gangsters will keep ripping Joburg apart with other hands on the tillers. So I think we need a bit of water under the bridge. We need to show, allow the good guys to show what they can do in a short period of time, and then the voters will start to notice. I don't think this can happen. It can't happen right now.
Who would the good guys be?
DA, Patriotic Alliance, you know, Action SA, FF Plus, you know, Rise Mzansi and Bosa, COPE, IFP. ACDP, those guys.
Right. So what's in all of this for?
Sorry, and the capitalist wing of the ANC. You know, the sort of BEE types.
For the ANC right now, what is in, if what did Ramaphosa do this for? Was it holding on to power so that the cadres could eat until they can't eat anymore?
Correct. The ANC is a patronage network. Okay? They're like the vampire squid. They capture the economy and they sucked it dry. You know, South African Airways was an airline and became an employment agency. Eskom, the same thing, was just a place where the pigs could get into the trough and steal as much as they can. And what's happening now is, you know, the appointment of Nyati and I can't remember the other guy's name at Eskom has brought proper business practices and efficiency to Eskom and is rooting out corruption. I mean, they've laid off a whole lot of people. They've created efficiencies in the system, and Eskom is starting to right itself. You know? I mean, plus, of course, private sector getting into renewables has taken a lot of pressure off and the economy's not growing, but they brought efficiencies into the system and showed the ANC, you know, when the cold light of the GNU shines on the tenderpreneurs, the inefficiency, and all the gangsterism that's taking place, the only option the ANC has is to allow people to fix things. So, you know, here comes the light of the DA and the PA shining onto corruption. And I think John Steenhuisen has just announced that in all the ministries where the DA has the minister or the deputy minister, they're going to investigate all the tenders that have taken place in those ministries. You know, we're going to be showing the gangsters. There's going to be no escape.
One step at a time. Rob Herzhoff, as always, thank you for your insights. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.